5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. What the fuck was that noise? Oh, it's a spring on the fucking mic stand. It sounds like a goddamn guitar. Check out this background beat by Polymath, aka Phil McCune.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker!
That is not Dr. Dre, believe it or not, but it sure as fuck sounds like it. Let me plug some gigs real quick. Today is Thursday, the 23rd. Our next Lavery's gig is tomorrow, the 24th. So if you're listening to this and you can't make it to the weekday gigs, we're doing a gig on a Friday. We do a Friday gig once a month. It's usually the last Friday in the month. So tomorrow night, I'm going to do a little spot, try some new material ahead of the big shows coming up. You know, Kieran Bartlett's not on. Sorry. I thought he was going to be on, then he let Dave Elliott slip into the space. So Dave Elliott's on. Connor Keys. Why am I forgetting all these people? Aaron McCann, is that about it? Yeah, sure. David Doherty Jeb. DDJ, up in his bitch. Who is one of the sort of acts breaking through from the open mic-y type circuit, is that fair to say? He's probably been in stand-up for about fucking 4 years, I don't fucking know. But anyway, it's going to be a great night. Five comedians for £6. Where else would you get it? Nowhere, Dr. Dre, motherfucker! Something about weed and fucking, yeah, Compton. By the way, let me give you some extra information here. What the fuck is it? Yeah, let me give... Oh, Jesus Christ. Just play the fucking intro. I'll talk about this in a minute. Fuck my asshole.
The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Paul and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Fuck
you. Jesus, right, let me give you some very important information here, guys. Just bear with me till you hear this shit, okay? If anyone's going to the London show, which is on the 30th of November in the Museum of Comedy, it's sold out. They're starting to put people on the waiting list. Then the guy got in touch with me and he said, do you want to put on an extra show? So there's going to be two shows in that night in London. If you haven't got a ticket already, but you want to go, there's now a second show. It starts at 8:45, I want to say. The other one's about 7:30, but earlier. So, there you go, guys. The show is ready to fucking... is ready to go. Go on the Museum of Comedy website and get yourself a ticket for the second show. Two shows in one night. So, there you have it. Also, we are adding a second Limelight show. Anyone that missed out on tickets for... what date's it? The 17th of December. We're putting on a second show. The tickets will be available to buy tomorrow morning, Friday the 24th at 9 a.m. They're going to go on sale, but the gig is in January the 26th. So you can maybe buy people one for a gift if you want to treat yourself for Christmas. It's weird to be saying that. Do you want to treat yourself? Come see me talk about macaque. And I'm talking about my penis, not the small monkey. Macaque. Is that what that is? Let me look that up real quick. Colin Googles macaques. Macaque? Oh yeah, sweet monkey. Macaque! That's fun. What an ugly cunt that is. Jesus Christ. looks like macaque, pink and hairy. Also, so that's basically what's happening. We've got Lavery's tomorrow night. Also, the tickets for the Limelight, the second Limelight show, go on sale tomorrow morning at 9. The show's on the 26th of January, and there's an added London show, which is on the same night, the 30th, and it'll be right after the first show. So if you know anyone wants to go, if you know anyone in London, if you know anyone was thinking about going and maybe didn't know that the first one was sold out, now there's opportunity to buy tickets for the second one. You know what I'm saying? Also, on the general merch front, oh my god, as I try and move my legs, I'll tell you about that later. Here's the deal, anyone that's been waiting on general merch, which I've talked about for months, it has been ordered. The first little wave of it, we're going to go small batch. We have the general t-shirts, which are a lovely dark heather sort of thing with a white logo on the front. They look pretty sweet. We've also got a hat, which is a lovely 5-panel with like a fucking suede peak on it. It's not even a snapback. It's got like a fucking leather belt buckle at the back. They're so sweet, and it says general and white at the front. So swag, so swag. And also a new run, as I vomit, a new run of Barry the Blender t-shirts, which are so sweet. I basically ripped off the Roots of Fight style of t-shirt. And you've got like an old school sort of Barry the Blender t-shirt. They're really cool. Problem is, I'm an asshole and left it really late to order them, because they obviously take a few weeks. So here's what's going to happen. Running up to, or shortly after the beginning of December, they will be available to purchase, like a pre-order. And then as soon as I collect them on like, shortly after like the 8th of December, I just package them up and send them. So you'll know all about it. I'll probably announce a little release date next week, and you can go ahead and fucking buy them as gifts, whatever. The general t-shirts are sweet. They're one of those t-shirts, like, if you don't know what's related to this podcast or General Banter as like a wee brand or even me, it just looks like a cool t-shirt, you know? Same with the Blender one. The hats are more or less for me, you know what I mean? Small batch, I ordered them, got really nice ones. They'll not be cheap. You know, I would say they'll probably be sold for about £20 because they were very dear to make. But also, it's really good shit. So, it's only for the dons, you know what I'm saying? The dons of the Dead On Mafia. The real fucking legitness. That's who's going to buy those. Plus, not a lot of people wear hats. You know, it's mainly, I'm getting them for myself. And if anyone else wants to get one, the opportunity's there. Jerome saying. So, that's about it on that sort of front. Is that right? I think so. I don't know what else I've been up to. This is the second wave of this podcast that I've tried to record, because I started with Maureen earlier. She's away to do some makeup work. But we started this podcast, and I started talking about doing that road trip last week where we went and filmed a pile of shit. And then she's like, "You already spoke about that." And I went, "What? I don't even know what's going on these days, you know? Head is up my arse. Been a lot of fucking, ever since we filmed that day, there's just been so many fucking like 4 a.m. quitting times and fucking getting up at 7:30 again. Bullshit. We don't even know what fucking day it is. Trying to edit shit. Trying to send it to people. You know. It's a fucking nightmare. I feel like, and this podcast is suffering, guys, which is not what I like. You know, I shouldn't be doing this fucking 2 days late. You know. If I was any sort of businessman, I would figure out how to get this thing sponsored. So it makes a lot of money, so that I could just turn around to people and go, "Listen, I'll do your job, but you gotta give me loads of money, because I'm too busy talking to myself in a room over here, alright? So why don't you bite the end? Huh? That's my new thing. Colin, do you want to do this? Hey, bite the end. Because it's clean, you know what I mean? You could say that to like a nun and she wouldn't really know what you're saying. What did you say? Bite, Doris, bite the end, alright? What do you mean, bite the end? Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. It's been a fucked up week. Editing, just busy. Wedding shit, you know? Fiance Maureen. Get me to do all this bullshit. Well, we did give ourselves about 6 months to organise a wedding. But there's some very exciting things. You know, we're fortunate in the fact that most of the people we need to hire, we kind of know, bar like the photographer maybe. So we got like, You know, we got our friends at Dark Matter there going to do the video. Very exciting. Wedding videos. We got fucking a little surprise food-wise. Some people. Not in stone yet, but it's fucking happening. So we're essentially going to do a fucking... going to do an old music festival, essentially. And here's what happened. We went to see a wedding. See, I'm trying to remember what the fuck I talked about last week. Fuck it, let's plow ahead. I'll just talk about it twice. Who gives a shit? I've heard plenty of other people say the same thing twice on podcasts, so why not me? And you're probably going, well, that's mainly what your podcast is. Hey, talk more about ISIS, you fucking idiot. We went to see a wedding venue, and it was a big old house, and I have never experienced something before where, like, my body just switches off, that I'm so bored. I walked into this place. This is supposed to be a place where you go and people rent it out for a lot of money, and you fucking put all these seats in it, and you have, like, a wedding ceremony in it. You hire a fucking registrar and all this here shit. Because we're not doing any religious establishments, because I feel like I wouldn't want to insult your God by me turning up there being like, really? We're going to sing hymns? No thanks. Just sign the fucking paper so we can hit the bar here. It's a celebration, bitches. But we went in this place and the lights were off, and some wee girl was like, oh, get the girl now, she'll show you around. She runs off, and then I hear like footsteps coming down the stairs into like a very long, empty, quiet corridor. And then she goes into like what are obviously toilets, which had, you know, like the main door of the toilets open. But then she, you know, they had like a doorstop in it or something. And then she went in and just shut the cubicle and started pissing in complete silence in a big echoey hall. And we were standing in the waiting room like, she's pissing away. And I'm like, I don't like this place. It smells. She's having a piss. No one's got any lights on yet. And we got showed around this place and it was crap. And Maureen was all like trying to make the best of a bad situation. Like, yeah, you do this and you could dress this up in a certain way and blah, blah. And I was so turned off from the start that I actually got tired. I've never felt that before. I've never been like so resistant to something that my body just went disengage, go quiet. This is not for you. Weird. The only time I've ever felt like that is like you get like an adrenaline dump if you do like a stand up gig, where for some reason like about an hour before it you're like, I have never been more tired in my fucking life right now. I'm about to fucking faint. So tired. But it's not, it's just your body doing something weird. And that was the same as me in there. Maureen came out, oh, I wonder if we could put chairs in there and drill. And I was like, we're not doing anything like that. What we're going to do is, our reception is going to be at a giant marquee at her house. And I was like, here's what we do. We register the house. I buy another fucking marquee. And we do the service in there. And then you walk through a fucking little tunnel of flowers to the other place where there's music playing, there's free drink, and there's going to be many, many types of food from all around the world. You know? So that's basically what we're doing. So we're trying to fucking organise that bit by bit, which is it's just that time when it's you gotta rip through it, you know? You gotta just fucking do it and then wait till it actually happens. So it's been a rough week trying to organise all that shit, trying to edit videos for people. Maybe got a bit too ambitious with some of the videos I went to shoot. You know? Had the fucking get some other footage off some people. Fucking just goddamn nightmare. Just tired this week. And then in the middle of all that shit, like a stupid, stupid bitch, I decided to like sign up with a personal trainer and fucking get like a program and all this hair shit. You know? There's a trainer at the gym. Shout out to Jordan there. And this is weird because I've been watching him work out. I actually said that to him. I was like, bro, I've seen you in here doing your own workouts, and I like what I see. Well, basically, he was doing all the same exercises on his upper back that a physio told me to do. So a physio told me, like, oh yeah, these are all the movements you have to do, and then I go in the gym, and this dude's doing the same things, and I went over to him, and I was like, I don't know, I was just speaking to him at the reception, and I was like, I've seen you doing a lot of those upper back things, you know, do you reckon we could book a session or something, and you could show me how to do that shit? And he's like, yeah, sure. So we did that and went through a pretty decent little session. Nothing crazy. But it felt amazing, like, just to fire all those muscles up on your back and your posture feels better and all that shit. And I was like, that's great, man, that's great. And then that just led into, like, I was like, listen, I may as well fucking, you know, I like going to the gym, but with the way my time is at the minute, I need to be told, like, this is when you're going to the fucking gym, because there's a guy waiting there to tell you what to do. So I was just like, right, okay. That was it. He's like, yeah, fucking, when do you want to do? He goes, let's just set it in stone. I just Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do that every fucking week for the next whatever amount. And I was like, sure. And he goes, I'll send you a goddamn, I'll send you a fucking nutrition plan and all that shit. And then we'll do pull exercises one day. We'll do push exercises. And then we'll do like lower body. And I was like, sweet. And then he sent me this motherfucking, then he sent me this eating plan. And it's so funny because, like, you know, if you eat measured out shit and you're thinking about it and, like, you know, if someone's been counting it and weighing it and all this wank, you can really sort of control the calories. Whereas I would just be like, I'm going to eat this and fucking whatever, blah, 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 piss about, you know? Nah. Let me see this. Train, meal one, meal two, meal three. Train. Is this two training days and one in two training sessions and one fucking thing? Anyway, I'll take the phone away. Listen to this, right? This obviously works. Like, I'm sure, you know, the guy's in tremendous shape. Probably has a load of people in tremendous shape. Organic oats. Tablespoon of honey, 4 eggs, right? 4 whole eggs. I mean, this is incredible. Right away, I'm like, that's more food than I would eat ever in the morning. I've certainly eaten 4 eggs before. I had an omelette this morning that had chicken, spinach, mushrooms, and 4 eggs in it, you know? So protein out my hole. Meal two, chicken fillet, cooked, blah, blah, sweet potatoes, all that shit. Meal three, right? If I ate this, just, you know, if you were like half drunk or fucking under the influence of anything else, and you're like, oh man, I got the munchies like a bastard, right? This could not be fucking real, right? This seems like a typo. So you're like, organic porridge, tablespoon of honey, 4 whole eggs, chicken fillet with sweet potato, onions, peppers, asparagus. By the way, this is going to cost about fucking £80 a day. Meal three. 8 chocolate chip snack cookies, or Snack-A-Jacks. 170 grams of 0% total Greek yogurt with honey. 30 grams of cashews. I'm going from fucking, like, fucking, you know, oh, what am I, you think you're just eating normally, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to have a sandwich, going to do this, fuck about. And then you're training, and then this guy hits you with more food that you're like, how the fuck that? Like, I would love to set a timer and be like, how long is it going to take me to eat 8 chocolate chip Snack-A-Jacks? Jesus Christ. 8, that has to be a typo. Like, then a shake, whey protein, 5 grams of creatine monohydrate, 55 grams of Skittles, 2 whole meal. Oh, hold on a fucking second here. I'll have to speak to him. There's no way in one day you would eat all this shit. There's no fucking way. Like, am I reading this wrong? I don't know. I might need to speak to him. Good job I didn't give away his full name and fucking training thing. Maybe I feel like I'm misunderstanding this. Like, in what? Like, I'm a fat, fat cunt and enjoy, I will eat anything. But, like, 60 grams, one day, 60 grams of porridge, 4 eggs, chicken fillet, sweet potatoes, all that shit, 8 chocolate chip Snack-A-Jacks with Greek yogurt and cashews. Train again. Is this if you're training like a fucking psychopath? 30 grams away. I might just start doing that. See when I get in shape, it's done. Like, if I was in tremendous shape, it'd be like, I would be like the Rock, but shite. They'd be like, what's your wrestling name? And I'd be like, The Mud. You'd be like, yeah, you're like bald and, you know, fairly muscular, but still kind of fat. And then I'll go get a big fucking, like, you know, Maori tattoo or whatever the fuck it is. Big Samoan tattoo around my tits. And then they'll be like, this guy thinks he's the Rock. And I'll be like, nah, I'm the boulder. Okay. I'm kind of going for a Shrek fucked a Rory Best kind of look. Okay. Like the Rock? Nah. The Muck. Colin the Muck. If you smell what the Muck is cooking. And by that, I mean shite, because he's eating 8 chocolate chip Snack Jacks. 2 wholemeal bagels, 300 grams of lean ham slices with rocket and spinach. Like, I'm a fat bastard. There is not a fucking, no fucking way am I going to be able to eat all that shit. A training day, 240 grams. Protein, 280 grams, carbs, 87. So this is all worked out. Like, upon rising, train. There's 2 training sessions per day here. Am I going to have to start doing all of them? Organic porridge and oats, cooked in water, honey, 3 whole eggs. Okay, we're dripping it down today. 200 grams of lean steak with Kerrygold butter, onions, peppers, mushrooms, baby boils. Fucking hate spuds. I'm going to have to replace that with something else. I can't see if someone was like, eat this bowl of baby boiled potatoes. Unless I was like drunk, I'd be like, no, can't. 200 grams of cod fillet, lemon, Uncle Ben's rice, broccoli, onions, peppers. 30 grams of whey protein, creatine, a pita bread with chicken fillet, cooked in coconut oil. Okay, so the first day seems strange. Let me see this third one. 60 grams of porridge, tablespoon of honey, 4 whole eggs, turkey steak, cooked baby boils, peppers, asparagus. Oh, fuck these baby boils. 10 rice cakes? How the fuck am I going to eat 10 rice cakes? You couldn't eat 10 rice cakes. Teaspoon jam, honey on each. 170 grams of Greek yogurt. I fucking hate Greek yogurt too. What the fuck? Hold on a second. YouTube. This will be me, right? Where are you? You can't. This will be me after like a week. And load. Okay, well, it's fucked. Piece of shit. There we go. At least we're getting quicker internet play. I don't know why it froze there. Piece of plastic bollocks. Can you pay for no ads on YouTube? Is it what's called Red or something? This will be me.
He's unemployed and has plenty of time to train for the Mr. Cumbria competition in 2 weeks' time.
What are you about to cook now?
Just my fish for me 12 o'clock meal. I'll have it with a rice cake.
In the run-up to any competition, Danny's trainer puts him on a strict diet.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll train. I'll have me fish. I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish before I go to bed. And then that's it for the day. So I should start shredding the fat.
Danny,
he couldn't. See, when they asked that question, he could have just went, I pretty much eat fish and rice cakes for every meal. You know? This guy's made a parody video of it. I'm not even going to play that. I'm not going to give you the fucking rest day. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 days, bro. This last one's a right party. We'd hear this. 200 grams of fillet steak with butter. 3 bacon medallions. Spinach. 300 grams of prawns. Some salad, onions, peppers, tomatoes, cucumber, 2 spoons of olive oil. Chicken fillet, baby boils, onions, peppers, asparagus, 50 grams of cashews, 70 grams of organic porridge oats, Nutella, whey protein, handful of blueberries. That is going to cost me 700 quid. That is fucking mad. But here, it's a small price to pay to look like the Boulder. Dwayne the Boulder Johnson Geddes. That'll be me. Just bald and fucking vaguely in shape in 3 years' time. So there you go. I bored you to death of reading out different shit like that. 8 chocolate chip fucking Snack-A-Jacks. I'm gonna die. And so anyway, I went to that first little tester thing, and then yesterday I went, before I went to my fucking accountant, who is literally a cowboy. Went to a session before that, 8:30 in the morning. You know them things where you're like, your alarm goes off in the morning, you go, why? Like, I literally finished editing about 4 hours before that, and then couldn't sleep for a minute, and then slept for like a bit. And then I'm like, oh, why did I agree to this? Why did I not say 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Why have I to go now? So I went in, warmed up, and then we just did a bunch of leg shit. And my feet burned up before anything else. You know, I have pretty strong legs. I have the legs of a rhino. And just doing different squatty type lunges and holding dumbbells. And I mean, it's weird because I have like a bit of a hangover from playing rugby, both from the drink and also you get that sort of meathead thing where he's like, is that heavy? And you go, nah. But he kept asking me, how's that weight? How are you feeling? And I'm like, I'm tired. I'm fucked, but I will keep going because I don't want to be a fucking fadge around here. You know what I'm saying? I'll push through it. He goes, how's that weight? And I'm like, it's a weird question. The weight is fine. You're making me do it 48 times. You know, the weight, I could fuck this through a window, no bother, but you make me do 48 of these, which it was, like 4 sets of 12 most of the time. Make me do all that shit, it's gonna get slightly tiresome. You know? You know what I'm saying? It's like, do a squat, how'd that feel? Cool. Yeah, it was good. It felt quite easy. That's cool. Do 400 of them in a row. Oh, alright. Yeah, do 400 till your lower back feels like it's gonna shit out. Oh, okay. So I did that, but there was a load of like like lunge things, your foot on a box, but you had to keep you were standing on your toes at the back and all. It was just like my feet were it literally felt like someone just lifted the bottom of my feet, smacked them with a hammer, and then put them back down. I was like, oh my god, how weak are my feet right now? So got through it anyway. Did some fucking squats and, you know, more lunges and then lunge walks and then fucking planks and all that shit. And I was all like, yeah, I'm fine, because it's weird. Like, it's weird. I don't know how it works, but, like, you know, you'd expect leg day to give you those big quivering fucking, like, quads at the front. You know, like, oh, that really hurt my fucking quads, bro. And then you get the use hashtags, like, you know, hashtag fucking leg day and all that shit. But in actual fact, everything else is sore, and my actual quad bits are fine. You know, my arse cheeks are killing me. My hamstrings are fucked. You know? My knees, my feet, my calves, everything. The front of my leg, grand. Fucking grand, bro. Sorry, we had a brief break in proceedings there. Because Colin, the Boulder Geddes, had to take a piss. So there you go. So yeah, basically the gym is fucking me right up right now. Thank God I didn't need to shit there, otherwise I don't need to call help to get me off the fucking seat. So yeah, the legs are killing me, so I look forward to Tuesday to see where that takes me. Let me play this video real quick.
The doggo. A small doggo is a pupper. Here's a sad pupper. Then a big old pupper.
Internet memes for dogs explained in 1 minute.
Pupper, that's actually a doggo. Not to be confused with a big old doggo, because that's a woofer. But if it's just a small woofer, then it's actually a doggo. And do not pet a snip-snap doggo. Sometimes a pupper is a real small pupper, and that's a yapper. But then it grows up to be a big ol' yapper, and that's a pupper. Now, a big ol' woofer is no longer a woofer, it's a floofer. If it eats a humans, then it's a grizzlord. Stay away. A floofer won't eat a humans, and a small floofer is just a woofer. Duh. There are many, many doggo species, like common doggo, also known as doge. Special doggo is rare, and very special. Other doggos could be a wrinkler, or a corgo, or a shoob, or a long doggo, or a puggo, or a party puggo.
That shit drives me insane. I hate that when people are like, oh my god, look at my doggo. This is my doggo. This is my pupper. Oh, look at this cute doggo that I...
Doggos.
Just say dog, you fucking numpty. Look at the cute pupper. Just say dog. And then it's all over t-shirts and shit. I love doggies, doggos. I love puppers. Stop. You gotta stop doing that. Oh, sweet doggo. Oh, look, the wee doggo mauled the baby and it died.
Arsehole.
Anyway. Fucking shocking. What else have we got to talk about this week? I could also play a quick clip here for you, and it's Sarah Silverman talking about Louis C.K. Yeah. Let's get really into that. Let's get really into fucking everybody sexually assaulting everybody. Even though some of that shit isn't even sexual assault, you're just being a bitch.
You've probably heard what's happening in the news recently regarding sexual assault, especially in the entertainment industry. And to be clear, it's not just Hollywood, it's everywhere. Like, this stuff...
By the way, keep your ears peeled for Sarah Silverman to drop... Like, she just... She turns West Belfast for one word. See if you can spot it. Ready? Keep your ears peeled.
Happens in bakeries, too. It's just not getting written up in the New York Times. This recent calling out of sexual assault has been a long time coming. It's good. It's like cutting out tumors. It's messy and it's complicated and it is going to hurt, but it's necessary and we'll all be healthier for it. And it sucks, and some of our heroes will be taken down and we will discover bad things about people we like, or in some cases, people we love. Let's just say it, I'm talking about Louis. And I've, of course, been asked to comment, and in full honesty, I really don't want to. I wish I could sit this one out. But then I remembered something I said on this very show, that if it's mentionable, it's manageable. So I'm gonna address the elephant masturbating in the room. And in full disclosure, I'm still processing all this shite.
Oh, my head. She was all like, hey, I'm Sarah Silverman, the Jewish comedian from America. And then she just went, I'm fucking Denise.
And in full disclosure, I'm still processing all this shite.
In full disclosure, I'm just processing all this shit. Know what I mean? Maybe it's been wanked in front of people and all this fucking bloody shit. I gotta say, I laughed real hard at that.
And, in full disclosure, I'm still processing all this shite. But here's where I'm at on it as of this moment.
Fucking
it can change
shit.
Tomorrow, and if it does, I will keep you posted.
Let's see what he... Let's see.
One of my best friends of over 25 years, Louis C.K., masturbated in front of women. He wielded his power with women in fucked up ways, sometimes to the point where they left comedy entirely. I could.
She's getting all choked up. Shit.
Couch this with heartwarming stories of our friendship and what a great dad he is, but that's totally irrelevant, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's a real mind fuck, you know, because I love Louis, but Louis did these things. Both of those statements are true. So I just keep asking myself, can you love someone who did bad things? Can you still love them? I can mull that over later, certainly, because...
You can love whoever you want, you fucking pile of shit.
Because the only people that matter right now are the victims. They are victims, and they're victims because of something he did. So I hope it's okay if I am at once very angry for the women he wronged and the culture that enabled it, and also sad, because he's my friend. But I believe with all my heart that this moment in time is essential. It's vital that people are held accountable for their actions, no matter who they are. We need to be better. We will be better. I can't fucking wait to be better.
There you go. It's coming into that time where it's like, you know, everyone's getting exposed for everything. And it's like, just this week. Now, there are things that are very bad, you know? The Weinstein thing's creepy because it's just like systematic and fucking, it's been going for so long and he's renowned cock, but nobody fucking really did anything up until now. All that shit came out. All the fucking Bill Cosby shit came out. Loads of shit came out. It all just, and now it's just like, it's the exposure game. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, this guy's doing this thing. This guy's got, you know, oh, there's this guy's been pulled up for like misconduct of some sort. That guy in fucking I'm a Celebrity who's like 20 got pulled off for saying something racist on his Twitter and all that shit. And that's one of those things where it's like, you know, for his career, he probably went on there and then someone pulls that out. Just digging dirt. That's what people do now. I'm going to fucking go back like a loser for fucking years to try and dig up some shit on this guy. Then they find something and then that's him fucked now. Like, that's literally his career over. We find a thing where you slipped up. By the way, if I ever reach any level of fame where people are going to... Let me pull up something fucked up Colin Geddes said to fucking shame him out of a career. Let me save you some time. Listen to any podcast. Listen to the latest podcast at the time. Whenever this could happen in 5 years' time. It probably won't, but you know what I mean? Like, if it ever happens, just go to the last podcast. And at any 5-minute segment, I'll probably say something that would ruin a career. Plus, ruin what career? You know what I mean? I'd do it all from here. We're only fucking about. Burps. But it's weird. It feels like everyone's just getting fucking pulled up for everything. You know, it's weird. There was a guy from Pixar or some bullshit where they're like, oh, he's been dropped off writing on something. He wrote like Toy Story for like sexual misconduct. And this is on a radio and they were like, for unwanted hugging. And I was like, what? What the fuck? You know, it's this wave of, you know, we are going to get a certain amount of genuine fucking claims where people are like, listen, I wasn't brave enough to say this before, but now I feel safe to say it. This guy or whoever was acting like a dick, there you go. They're exposed. And the worst thing is because these things happen in their past and then, you know, these things happen in your past and then, you know, people move on with their career and then people go, these other people feel like, oh, they're at a, I don't know what it is, but it seems like almost when they're at their most famous, then people decide like, oh yeah, this is a good time to say something like that. I don't know. I don't even know where the fuck I'm really actually going with this, but the hugging thing is fucking ridiculous. You know? Oh, and that's the thing. It's like, all you need to do is hit someone with some claim and just say words like misconduct and this and that. And their fucking life is like stripped away from them. Oh, that guy gives unwanted hugs. Really? Loses his job and isn't allowed to work anywhere and is like blacklisted. And like, what'd he do? Oh, he hugs everyone. What? What? That's like sexual misconduct. And that's the thing now. It's like, you know, it's like, see, you know, if you like claim that someone has like raped you, if you connect the word rape with someone's name, it rarely even matters if the person actually did a rape or not. It's the fact that someone just went, that person's a rapist, and then you know that now, you know that they've been connected to rape. Like Nelly, it was something about Nelly come out as like, oh, he's rapist or whatever, And then it was cleared, like a couple of days later, they were like, nah, it was a load of shit. Like it was cleared so quickly that they were like, nah, it was just some fucking craziness went down, I don't know, but it wasn't rape. But still, you know, my sister texted me going, oh, you've sold out the Ulster Hall and fucking Nelly hasn't even done it yet. And I went, yeah, those rape fucking claims will damage you, like. So even I was fucking half joking about it, even though he was cleared, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking strange. You got the rugby players, the fucking, oh God, I mean, it's messy, I don't know what the fuck is going on, and no one knows, but that's the thing, you know, was it like Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding and a couple of other ones, and they're like all up for like rape charges, which is fucking insane. But that's the thing, you know, it's plastered all over the news. These guys are in charge for rape. But, you know, they don't tell you anything about it. They're just like, by the way, these guys might be rapists. We'll see what happens. But I don't know. I don't think the news story would be as big if they were, like, cleared or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. But, or they could have just done something horrendous. I don't fucking know. Nobody knows. But that, once you've sort of been painted with that brush, I mean, that's the dangerous world. I mean, they're all, like Sarah Silverman just said there, like, it's a weird time and it's going to be painful for a minute till everyone figures out how to fucking, like, I mean, completely, you know, it's going to get to the stage where you're just like, you could just fucking, it's like these liberals type people where they just say something like, oh, blah, 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 that person's like a Nazi or that person's a fucking fascist or something. And you're like, oh, what? You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're making up all these rules and you're just like, you can just paint someone with some brush like, oh, you're a fucking this, and then go, we don't communicate or negotiate with fucking Nazis. So then you're just like, oh, right, you call me a Nazi, you get fucking sacked out of your job or whatever it is. And then I don't even have the right now to argue back with you because you're like, yeah, we don't listen to fucking people like you. And you're like, what? This isn't a fucking fair thing. This is just you going like, boom. Now, this sounds like me covering up rapists, but it's like it gets to the point where it's like, oh, this guy's giving unwanted hugs. Maybe he's just fucking nice, hugs everybody. You know what I mean? I'm not much of a hugger. You see people walk into rooms, fucking hug everybody. But, an unwanted hug from the guy that hugs everybody is not the same as fucking, you know, someone fucking forcing you to bang them. But then that whole world gets sticky where it's like, you know, someone's in a room with someone. You know, it's like the whole Louis C.K. thing where you're like, you know, do you mind if I pull my cock out and fucking knock one out? And there's a lot of people saying, like, you know, you might be so taken aback in that moment that you're like, hey, what? Yeah, what? You're really gonna, oh my God, he's doing it. And you might have, like, agreed with it or hung about for it or seemed not that bothered, but then it was so out of the fucking blue. You know, it's like, it's like when you watch those fucking, like, you know, those fucking stupid pickup artist videos or something, and some asshole is like, yeah, man, you just treat women like shit and they fucking love you. It's like one of those things, like, if you were to just blatantly march up to somebody and ask them out or ask them for their number or do you want to go for a fucking coffee or something, if you were that blatant about it, some people are so taken aback, they'd be like, oh, okay, you know? It's the same with the fuck, you know, pulling your dick out in front of two other female comedians. Hey, do you mind if I pull my dick out? No, fuck, it's out. Oh my God, what's he doing? That's great. And then, you know, you're literally, like, mentally scarred shortly after that. I don't know. There needs to be a mixture of, hey, just be dead on and be a bit fucking aware of what's going on. Maybe don't fucking abuse your power or the fact that you're a bigger, stronger male or whatever and no one can argue with you. Stop pulling your... Can you imagine what would happen if I was a cunt? You know, if I turned in like a Tony Soprano fucking ruthless bastard? It'd be a nightmare. You know? But I'm calm and reasonable. But it'd be a fucking mess if I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? People need to be in equal measures a bit more self-aware, a bit more aware of others. Realize what they're doing if they're being fucking creepy. Definitely don't do anything sexual, you fucking weirdo. But then also have that self-awareness to be like, you know, maybe I need to fucking toughen up a bit, or this is just a guy who's slightly weird. Let's avoid them. Or let's bring it up so that it's common. I don't know, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, there's people sitting there who have been actually raped and are fucking terrified to say anything. And then you got someone who's like jumping on the bandwagon like, oh, I want a wee bit of attention. I don't really like this guy. I'm going to claim that he's committed some sort of sexual misconduct. And they're like, what did he do? Hugged me. Get the fuck out of here, will you? Get the fuck... And it's, you know, it is a weird thing that, like no, nobody is really immune to sexual misconduct. Do you know? I think it's just whether or not it's like harmful. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to explain and have a conversation with my fucking self here. Everyone's had these moments where you're like, what the fuck is this crazy bitch doing here? Or you like do some gig somewhere and someone gets a photo and the fucking girl's like grabbing your dick. And you know what I mean? You're like, what are you doing? I had a girl come up to me after a gig one time. She's like, oh, bloody blah, if you're looking a fanny to come in, no. And I was like, that's aggressive as fuck. Like, that is, and by the way, at least be good looking, but like, I'm going to sneeze and all this rage. Rage sneeze from Colin the Boulder Geddes. You know, I always, just try and turn the table. You know, turn the tables. I just walked up to someone like, listen, if you want a fat dick inside you, you know, if you got an empty, if you're walking around tonight going, Jesus, my fanny's empty, give me a call. That is super aggressive. But, that's one of those like, oh, that's sexual harassment. That's like sexual harassment. You don't have to touch them. You don't have to do anything. But it's like sexual harassment. It's weird. It's a weird world. It's, you know, but again, there's going to be these fucking rules. But no one's willing to be like, oh, just let's work on an individual basis here. You know? Because some people don't mind their fucking... I mean, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. Although, when the Louis C.K. thing, you hear about that, you hear about all these other things. Where it's like, you know, he does all those jokes about some... He was about to, like, back at some girl's house and they were about to fucking get to the banging and then something happened and he left. And she was like, what happened last night? And he's like, I don't know, I thought you didn't want to have sex. She goes, no, I did, I just wanted you to go for it. And he's like, all right, so I just have to, like, rape you on the off chance that you like it. Which is a funny joke, but it's quite a dark joke. And then it's like, oh, well, I obviously know where the fucking darkness is coming from now. Now that we know Louis C.K.'s fucking antics. I'm glad, you know, I think I'm a person who's avoided it very well because I look like the cunt that would be on the news and they're like, this guy is a sexual assaulter. And everyone goes, oh yeah, totally looks like one. So I walk around with the self-awareness and the knowledge, the fact that I do look like a guy that you would see down an alleyway with his hood up. So I have to act in very much the opposite way. Go for a walk around a fucking forest park, you know. There's a woman walking by herself, an old woman. And I'm like, hello, from like 30 meters away. Because she's probably thinking, look at this fucking guy. I'm definitely going to end up in the boot of a car. So I'm like, hello, how are you today? Great stuff. It's not even my accent. But I have to like put her at ease because I'm walking along there all fucking Voldemort on pies. You know, if Voldemort just like ate way too much butter, you know, didn't sleep. the whole thing, I mean, the hugger guy, like that freaked me out a bit because it just felt like a trend then, you know, like, oh, now's the time to fucking, I mean, it's a bit like, you know, in America, it seems like that American thing where it's like, oh, I'm going to sue this person. And I'm going to sue them. And whether I win or not, or whether it goes to court, they're just going to have to give me money. Like, a lot, you know, they're going to have to settle to make me happy. And it's a similar thing where it's like, oh, I'm going to fucking sue. I'm going to label you with sexual misconduct. And it's a fucking hug. And, you know, like if I went in for a meeting at Pixar, I'd expect the guy to be fucking hugging me or whoever worked there. Hey, welcome to the cartoon land. Give me a hug. Fucking no sweat. Show me where you made Toy Story. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's fucked up. Al Porter, another comedian from down south, he got pulled up. Although, I've, like, it's fucking, it's so weird because there's like so many double standard type things in it. It's like, it's almost like if you know someone is a is like a dirty bastard, you get away with murder, you know? Like if someone was like, oh, he's a fucking well-known mad cunt, he's crazy, all his stories are mad, he's mad into drugs and all, but he's a nice enough guy. People are like, oh yeah, well of course he did all that wild shit, he's a wild bastard. And then other people who have to maintain this clean cut, whatever, when you hear that they're creeps, you're like, oh, that's extra creepy because they weren't out in the open about it. Although I feel like Al Porter probably was out in the open about it, you know? I've heard from a few people who he leaned in and grabbed their dick. But then again, it's like, no, I don't know. Like, you know, if you know who Al Porter is, he's this outrageous, flamboyant, fucking gay presenter. I don't know him. I've never fucking met him. But if you told me, like, oh, you know, he, like, gets all crazy and gets liquored up and grabs your dick, I'd be like, of course he does. What's he gonna do, take you out for a fucking steak dinner first? These are fucking vicious gay dudes. Just diving straight on that dick, whether you want it or not. Also, you're allowed to just fucking, you know, this is when the rules go out the window. If it's a dude grabbing your dick and you don't want him to grab your dick. You know, this isn't like, oh, here's a woman who's, you know, being sexually aggressive to me, but I don't know how to react because I don't really want it to happen because she's a bit stinking and, you know, you can't get physical with a woman because you're not allowed to hit women. Here's a dude grabbing your dick and you don't want him to grab your dick. You know, pull him into a swift guillotine. You know? You're like, fucking choke this dick. I don't know, the whole thing's a mess. How do you, like, just be dead on? Like, why can't people just be fucking dead on? You know, I think it is just, there has to be more honesty, you know? I'm pretty sure if you're one of these freaky bastards, there's a place for freaky bastards, you know? Do you want to get a prostitute and be like, here? I know what it all comes down to, these things where it's like, oh no, it's about the power of that. It's about the fact that Louis C.K. could just fucking masturbate in front of these women and they couldn't do anything about it because he had power over them and all that shit. Is that what it's about? Or could he have just paid like a prostitute to just sit there and eat a bowl of cereal while he's knocking one out? I don't know, the whole, it's fucked. It's actually fucked. Anyway, that's enough about sexual assault. Just being the dead-on mafia, guys, you know? Be open, be honest, be friendly. You know? I mean, here's what they should do. They should make letting someone know that you, like, are attracted to them. They should, like, strike that off the list of sexual misconduct or sexual harassment. But it should be the, you know, just, you'd just be like, here, want to bang you. All right, just kind of leave that information with you. See you later. So there you go. Right, let's move on. Jesus fucking Christ. In the world of rap, we lost a legend in Lil Peep. I mean, I saw a really funny meme. Right? I don't know who this cunt is like, but I saw a really funny meme. And they were like, oh, you know, all these people die in one thing, some people die in another thing. There was some other tragedy, and everyone's like, how quickly can you make a fucking joke or a meme about it? And then they're like, then Lil Peep dies, and everyone's like, don't you dare make fun of this fucking guy. And, it's pretty funny. It's one of those things, you look someone up, and you're just like, you know.
It's cake. 2 o'clock, I'll have fish.
No, you don't do that at all. But, like, this fucking guy, like, this is what I cracked up about. I did a podcast, or no, I didn't even do a podcast where I'm coming, but, like, we're talking about it, and I was like, you can't describe this cunt as the next, or the Kurt Cobain of rap. Bro. You're like, one of the best songwriters of all time, and one of the best bands of all time. You know, tragically killed himself or was killed. Who knows? And then just because some other cunt's fucking suicidal and on heroin, they're like,
he's like Kurt Cobain, and you're like, he's nothing like Kurt Cobain. He's like a wee goth fucking loser who happens to hang around with a load of rappers. You know what I mean? This is not on the scale of M.R's genius. M.R. I'm tying a thing around my neck right now to heat my neck. It's choking the life out of me. Oh, that's warm, bro. This is the Kurt Cobain of rap. You ready? He's also wearing two hats. Two hats! Dickhead. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kurt Cobain of rap. By the way, this guy has the charisma of like just like a stillborn baby. That's rough. That is rough. He is fucking useless. Like, you know, they say don't speak ill of the dead, but like, what was all the big fucking hype about? Do you know what I mean? R.I.P. Lil Peep. You know? You're in the goth boy clique. Goth boy. Hey, we're the goth boy clique. Ooh. Look out. The goth boy clique are coming around here. What do? They tie you down, put fucking eyeliner on you. Don't speak. Okay, this is burning my neck. I microwaved it and it swole up to like 10 times the size. I'm talking about this neck heater thing, not my cock. The goth boy clique are coming. Oh, by the way, he takes drugs the way Kurt Cobain did. So he's the Kurt Cobain of rap. Gone too soon. Gone right about when you should be gone. When that is fucking terrible. You know, the guy had fucking Die Young tattooed on his hairline. You should be happy for him. He nailed it. Want to die young, took a pile of fucking pills, dead. Oh, so sad. Now he wanted it. Just crap. I keep saying this, I've said it before, you're in the business of talking. You're in the business of saying words. Okay? Say them clearly. I want to kill you, literally. This one's called Witch Blades. There was a clip I played the other week, and it was like some guy that's trying to emulate all these guys. So like, he's in his room and he's got fucking pink dreadlocks, and he's just an ugly wee fucking white cunt, and it seems like all like, to just get yourself in this game, just get a big old bassy number like that, and if as long as you can write a song where you rhyme bitch with dick. Something is in my bitch. Something is sucking my dick. Something is on your bitch. Something is a thing on my dick. Something and something and bitch. Stuff about things about dicks. That's it. Career made. Here's what I hate. See people here like, oh my god, he's so enigmatic. Isn't he so mysterious and all? Nah, he's a fucking weirdo. Okay? Weirdo. All these rock stars being interviewed. Yeah, dude, I'm fucking sunglasses the size of your face. Weirdo. All right? Have some confidence. You're a fucking rock star, apparently. Talk. You know? Talk like you're confidently talking. You don't see fucking Dave Grohl with a fucking
hat over his eyes and all like,
yeah, dude, I just love being in the band.
Nah, Dave Grohl's like, yeah, what's happening? I'm in a fucking two of the biggest bands in the fucking world. Tell Dave Grohl that Lil Peep is the new Kurt Cobain. Black jeans, half black hose. I got black jeans. Wow. I've got hose that are half black. And guess what? Half black hose. Goth boy click in the castle. Goth boy click are in your castle. There you go, guys. The new Kurt Cobain. High school, I was a loner. I was a poser, multiple personalities, I'm bipolar, I swear I mean well, I'm still going to hell. Witchcraft, love chance, whisper in my ear, put me in a trap. What the fuck is going on here? What is it with all this, this is like emo rap, you know what I mean? Multiple personalities, I'm bipolar, I'm sometimes depressed and anxious, trying... it's hip-hop music, you know what I mean? How are you supposed to get into like a rap battle with someone and be like, yeah, that didn't hurt my feelings, I don't have none, I've got depression, I'm fucking sad. Yeah? You don't hear Dr. Dre coming in like fucking, you know... A motherfucking Asperger's, bitch. I'm fucking... It's Dr. Dre, motherfucker. Bipolar up in this bitch. You don't know what you're getting. Am I sad? Am I hyper? Who knows? Dual personality is schizophrenia. Yeah, yeah.
I like to cut myself, and then I fucking cry, cause I'm a goth boy. Nah. Yo, it's Lil Peep. This song is called Tears. And the whole song just kind of went... I swear I mean what...
When I die, bury me with all my ice on. That was February 2017, so not much longer after that. You were probably buried with your ice on, bro. Goth boy click in the castle. Goth boy click. So guys, here at the Shite Rappers General Annual Meeting, we have a group of emo whingy bastards, you know, who are like Hello Kitty fucked Marilyn Manson over here. What do you think we should call them? They're kind of like a clique of like, I don't want to say fuck boys, but you know, something like a goth boy. What do you think? Goth boy click? Well, yeah, only if we can have the boy spelled B-O-I. You got it. Goth boy click. Black jeans. Eyeliner. I like dicks in my butthole. Click in the bag hole. Terrible. Something rounds a bitch. Suck my dick, yo. Right, that's making me sad. This has been a very dark podcast this week. Let's get into some motherfucking questions. Yes. All right. This is why I need a guest on this shit, because then I just talk for fucking ages about nothing. What's the deal with people wearing shorts these past weeks? That was Chris Reezy, and he sent me a message, and then I snapped him back, and I was actually wearing shorts in Tesco's, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's okay, because you're cool. And I was like, yeah, fucking right, bitch. Suck my balls and cock. Transracial embracing Philippines food culture in a tuk-tuk. A Florida man who was born white claims he's transracial and is actually a Filipino. Spelt wrong. Adam Wheeler, who now calls himself this cunt's got pink hair too. Also says he's transsexual. Okay. Jadu considers himself to be from the Philippines and drives around Tampa in a tuk-tuk, a vehicle used as a taxi in Southeast Asian countries. Or is he mental? I mean, there's a lot of this trans movement, no matter what you apply the trans to, where it's like, oh, now that it's got an official fucking socially accepted name, you know, it doesn't matter how fucking crazy the person is, you know? Oh, I'm a fat white dude from Florida, but I'm actually Filipino. Why? Because you're mental? No, because I'm transracial. All right, now you've put a science word on it, it doesn't seem crazy anymore. You're a fucking... That guy's a lunatic. That's not normal behavior. I'm Filipino. By the way, here's the fucking world we live in. If he was just a guy like, oh yeah, I fucking... embracing Philippines food. Like, say he opened a restaurant and it was like, oh, it's fucking Jadu. It's Adam Wheeler's Philip. What is it they say? Pinoy or something? I don't know. Food. Filipino food. If he was to say that, people would be like, bro, that's cultural appropriation. You're a fat white dude that can fucking, you're too privileged. You shouldn't, you have white privilege. You're not allowed to cook, you know, the food of a fucking, poor Asian country. They would hit you with all that shit. And then he goes, oh, no, I forgot to tell you. I'm transracial. And everyone goes, oh, I didn't know you were brave, bro. You should have said you were so brave and transracial, like making up the fact that you're a different fucking race of person. That's the sort of world you live in. Oh, you can't do that. You're not from that country. I'm transracial. I think of myself like I am from that country. Oh, well done. I embrace the food from many places, you know? Does that make me fucking Punjabi? Here, Geddes embraces a naan bread. Fucking, oh my god, I want to kill people. If someone offered you a pint of piss or a pint of Tennent's, whose piss are you drinking? Fuck's sake. Tennent says, does taste like blood though. Thoughts on Bisping's quick turnover of fights? Also, moving back home, could you recommend any good BJJ places for beginners? Okay, I don't know who wrote that. There's no name on it. I feel like... I mean, why not? Why not fight in a quick turnaround? Who's he fighting? Gastelum? That'll probably be a tough enough fight. Could you recommend any good BJJ places for beginners? They all have beginners programs, like, so you can go wherever the fuck you want. What I would suggest maybe is go to somewhere that allows you to play around at an earlier stage. I'm pretty sure in Gracie clubs and stuff like that, you're not allowed to like roll till you're like a 4-stripe white belt or something. So, like, you got to do all this drilling and shit. Someone wrote Tom Segura's twin. I don't look like Tom Segura. In fact, he's about 40 and he probably looks better than me now that he's lost a pile of weight. So, but I don't think we look the same at all. Do you think Arlene Foster will enter this year's Royal Rumble? Arlene Foster would fucking clean up probably at a Royal Rumble. You know? Jesus. Beers available at the Ulster Hall? ? Cheers for the content. This guy's in Singapore. Holy fuck. Yeah, there are beers available. Although, what I will say about the Ulster Hall, God bless them, is that their fucking bar setup is dirt. So it takes forever to get drinks. It's a very small area. Probably staffed by people who work the bar, you know, every once in a while. And aren't that fucking speedy at it. But they literally should just be cranking out beers. But it's usually a bit of a nightmare. So I would get well and truly loaded before you go. Grab a beer, grab a water, take it in.
it'll be over early enough so you can go straight out. I mean, I'm going straight to fucking the Telegraph building to watch and so I watch you from afar. So there you go. Please do some more half Indian accent stuff near Crash the Van laughing at the car wash. I mean, it's just, I feel like I would have to do that every week for you, Lee. Lee, is it? I don't know. I will get pulled up. I mean, any sort of small bit of success I'm going to get, someone's going to be there going, Colin Geddes is a racist on his podcast. He did an Indian accent. And then someone's going to be like, oh, right, okay. Did you listen to any of the rest of them? He'd be like, no. He'd be like, all right. Add Indian to the list of other offensive shit accents that he does. You know? Oh, Christ of all. There we go. Heat pack around the neck. Gotta love it. This crack, you bastard. Have you watched any of the Team 10? What? Have you watched any of the Team 10? I can't say that. Team 10 Clout Gang drama? And if so, what's your opinions? Team 10 Clout Gang drama? I don't know what the fuck that is. Let me type it in. I'm so old. Let me see. Clout. Fuck's sake. Clout? Clout Gang? What the fuck? Clout Gang Central? You see, this is a thing I'm really gonna have to fucking get into here. Clout Gang Central? Little Dick? Let me see what the fuck this is here.
Your biggest video is because of me. I am your dad. Guys, time to get a little bit serious, to get a little bit juicy. And you guys, as Jake Paulers, are probably gonna see a little bit of a side of me that I never, ever show. So I get home from Los.
All right, so I take it this row that's going on is between two sets of YouTubers who are all a bunch of fucking retards. That guy is called Jake Paul, and he actually just referred to his fans as Jake Paulers. Wank bucket. Hey, what's up, Colin Geddesers? Can you imagine? That's a problem with, like, you know, even the one that everyone copies, like Casey Neistat, really successful vlog person. You know, at least he's a fucking filmmaker before that. Do you know what I mean? Before he started vlogging. That's why his vlogs are so good. But then you just get this, you know, it's a bit like UFC, you know what I mean? When you get, like, someone who's a world champion jiu-jitsu guy, and then they decide to go in the MMA and they learn all the rest, and then they become a good MMA fighter, but they've got like world-class jiu-jitsu, and then you get someone who's just trained MMA and they're kind of good at everything, but they don't really have that real high-level specialist at anything. That's what a lot of YouTubers are. They're like, oh, I'm a YouTuber, but I just YouTube. And then they end up all doing the same shit because people realize that YouTube's a, or the, you know, these vloggers and people who get big numbers are like fucking, they're like a good sort of, what's the word? Like outlet for advertisement and stuff. So you end up getting like, you know, Dwayne the Boulder Johnson on like some guy's fucking vlog. And I don't know, it just seems like, I don't know, they just do YouTube-y things. You know, their fucking wave of some shit comes around. Here's such and such doing the fucking whatever. Here's my version of this. Here's my reaction to another thing that, like, when I put the fucking name in, I don't know, it's just a pile of shit. But anyway, this guy is sending a message out to his Jake Paulers.
And I'm doing my thing, whatever, and someone asked me. They asked me if I have seen Brian Lee's new video. And if you guys don't know who Brian Lee is, a lot of you guys know him by his alias name of Rice Gum. His name is Brian, and that's how I'm going to address it.
Yo, what's up, man? It's Rice Gum. What's your real name? Brian. I don't know what the fuck are these knobheads.
And then he was making fun.
Tell you what, half of that, if that's true, that Cloud Gang would get rid. I don't know. I don't want to fucking... I mean, who asked me that question? Ariel something? Ariel? Listen, bro. I don't give a fuck about what YouTubers are rowing about. Jake Paul, is he really a bad guy or is he just a money-hugging dickhead? Who the fuck knows? I don't even know what they do. I thought they were just a bunch of cunts that were like dabbing at the Olympics. Then you find out they're huge fucking internet stars. After Al Porter, Spacey and Louis C.K. being outed as sex pests in their respective manners, who do you think is next? My money's on Marty Morrissey. Man's definitely into weird shit. Who the fuck's Marty Morrissey? This is a day where Geddes Googles things. What's up, McCall and Geddesers? I just don't have that cool a name. Marty Morrissey. Oh, yeah. I don't know what he does professionally, but he looks like he fucks pedophiles. That looks like he... That's a strange looking man. That is a strange looking man, alright. He looks like... That's a fucking weird looking bastard. That guy could be nothing other than Irish. And weird as shit, you know? He's a bit like if... He does look like Scarlett Moffat a bit. It's a bit like if they did like, you know, like Matt Lucas was playing like a dodgy Irish businessman. And that's what they'd make him look like. With all that fake makeup when he's not playing like, you know, a fat black woman or something. His head's big. Like, that's one of the biggest foreheads I've ever seen. Jesus, look at the head on him. That's literally where that fucking, that expression came from. Him. Jesus, look at the fucking head on him. More questions. Who's next on the Isle of Rape? I mean, if you were to fucking go in deep on shit, you could probably find, like, about 8 out of 10 people would be fucked. If you were to be molested by one celeb, who would it be and why? Who would I like to be molested by? I'm trying to think of the last thing I watched where I was like, Jesus Christ, she's hot. Because I was trying to be funny there and be like, yeah, just let like Scarlett Johansson sexually assault me. Is that the end of the questions? Let me have a think about that one. Who's hot that I've seen recently? Dunno. When you go for a slash, do you get the whole dick and balls out or just the langer itself? Just the dick, generally, but like... Ooh, excuse me. Generally just the dick. But, you know, sometimes a ball will pop out too. Who knows? It's good crack. Did you get Peter Kay tickets?
Nah.
Or did the Ticketmaster site crash for you as well? As every other cunt on Facebook? No, I'm not going to go see Peter Kay. I don't want to. Nah, I don't want to go see Peter... I don't know. Even like in his prime, I wasn't that big a fan. There's something about that style of comedy where all you have to do is go, do you remember this? Hey, do you remember this happened? And someone goes, I do remember that. Do you remember this used to happen at school? I do remember. Isn't it funny if I say garlic bread weird? Yep. Banter. What's been the happiest moment of your life? I don't know. I have plenty of happy moments. So, like, why would you need to, like, single out one time? See, when people do that shit, like, oh, it was the happiest day of my life. That was happy. I was so happy. You should have a consistent gradient of happy. Just, like, happy, 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 happy. Instead of, like, shite, 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 shite. Oh, I was really happy then. You know? Just be constantly happy. Just have your happy stats up nice and high. Is there such a thing as too much barbecue sauce? Absolutely. I don't really like barbecue sauce unless I've made it, or it's like a, see that standard, like the one that you get with a fucking Domino's, and you, because they just pour that fucking like fake smoky taste into it and it's rotten. Favorite doggo breed?
Fucking don't say doggo ever.
It's funny because I quite like wee dogs. I mean, Black Labradors are the best dogs ever. And then I'm a big fan of Border Terriers. Maureen's uncle has one. It feels like it's almost more intelligent than people. So when you say things to it, it's like, nah, not going to do that. I'll sit here and lick my nuts. I do quite like wee dogs. I quite like Jack Russells. I would really love, I've never really been around many of them, but I like those sort of like I love those like big fat, not like the pit bulls that fight each other, but you know, like the big American fucking heavy ones. I quite like those. Best female comedian from Northern Ireland. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the ones I've even fucking seen. There aren't many. There really aren't many. Mary Flanagan was in Lavery's the other week. She was very funny. Where's Niamh Maron from? Is she from the north or the south? It's hard to know. Therese Livingstone's there. Don't know. It's hard to know. It's hard to go like best female or best something when it's like an, you know, I don't know, it's weird. Is it still okay to shout you in a bar when some idiot breaks a glass from Zoe Flamingo? Not only is it okay, it should be mandatory. You have to break this, because when it goes tsh, everyone looks around and you gotta break that silence, you know. Where do I send you a link to a YouTube video? Fuck, I don't know. Tom O'Mahony was on the TV, that's a bigger. Jamie, what do you think of Krav Maga? Would you try it, or are you BJJ for life? I would try it for the crack, but like, I don't know if I would be interested in staying at it for any length of time. You just have to ask yourself, how many fucking MMA fighters are using Krav Maga in a fight? And I'm sure, I've no doubt that Krav Maga is effective, and I'm sure it has its uses in day-to-day life. But I feel like if a trained professional fighter isn't using Krav Maga in a fight, you know, are there more effective things to learn? I doubt it's as fun. BJJ is fun as fuck. There's only one way to find out. Fight, 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 fight. What's your favorite alias character I have? I don't know. It's weird because I started with Barry the Blender and everyone fucking shouted at me in streets and it kept going and it felt like, oh, I gotta do loads of other characters to get away from this. But then I feel like in recent years, oh, I've kind of fallen back in love with it, you know? Would there ever be plans for a sort of live panel show with you and the rest of the General Banter squad, sort of like Mock the Week, but no scripting and insufferable tossers? Jared Crawford. Well, we've done, we do things at Lavery's the odd times, like the True Bill Night, which is like a storytelling thing. We're going to do a show called Topic Thunder, which we actually need to pull the trigger on, which is like comedians doing sort of improvised comedy around certain topics, but probably done as a panel or like a couple of people on stage. Oh yeah, Dylan O'Neill. Favourite moment from Eric Andre's show? Mine is when Hannibal hit Flava Flava boot in the face. My favourite moment, and there are better moments, but the one that I fucking just lost my shit at, I think it's the one with Jack Black and the coffee, he goes to take the coffee and the coffee just starts going like like spitting fucking water out of it, like there's a power hose in it. That made me laugh so hard. I sounded so far in there. That made me laugh so hard. Podcast question, do you have a morning routine? I don't have any routine ever. That's the problem in my fucking life. I get up whatever fucking time I want. I fuck about. I mean, for 3 days a week, in the next while, my morning routine is going to be get up, probably answer some emails whilst I eat, like, fucking eat Snack-A-Jacks and fucking whatever, and then go to the gym. That's going to be my thing for a while. God damn it, look at that Limelight poster. So good. Tickets are on sale tomorrow. What inspired you to do Am Fighter? Boredom and having a punch bag. How's about another Derry show, or can I have a ticket, please? That's for MCMYNS McMillan's. Here's the deal. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier. I wanted to add a second show. I'd had about 50 fucking messages from people looking tickets, and then contacted the Playhouse, and I was like, listen, put me on another show that day. Like, you know, fucking put it on at 7 o'clock. People go watch it, then go out for the night. People that are coming in to see me at 10:30, like, you know, put the show on, because the tickets will sell. It's only fucking 100 and something seats, 20 seats or something. Put it on. People want to fucking go see it. We don't think we have a big enough run-in time and all. And you're like, we'll put people on a waiting list, and if we get enough, we'll put another show. I'm like, listen, do you hate money? Like, it'll be the fucking easiest money you ever make. Just put the show on, have someone be there to take tickets and serve drink. What the fuck more do you want? I'll do the promo. Yous aren't going to fucking do the promo. You know, just fucking let me do it. And they were like, no, I don't know if I have a big enough run-in time. So anyone asking for Derry tickets, the reason you can't go to the show is because the Playhouse refused to put another fucking show on. Because they didn't have a big enough run-in time. You're like, run-in time for what? Do you think the ticket's sold because of your promotion? I doubt it. Rude. So I should have just put on a gig in another fucking venue up there. What the fuck is all this shit? Alright, is it time? Oh, wait. I'm a DJ, and the DJ industry is full of politics, which takes a lot of fun out of things. Is it the same in comedy? Any tips for ignoring the politics? Enjoy hearing the people's take. I don't think there's any real politics. I mean, the only politics I've witnessed is from the Empire, who sort of aren't happy with people gigging anywhere else in Belfast about fucking 6 months either side of the gig you're going to do with them. Which, if you're a Belfast comedian, makes it virtually impossible to get a fucking gig in there. Queens used to run on the same day as Lavery's. It's shutting down now, so I don't know. Other than that, not really. There's no real politics around, like, Lavery's or anything. There's no real politics around it, other than, you know, we don't really do open spots. And there's a lot of people asking for open spots, and it's like, listen, you can go up, but, like, first of all, no one sticks to their time. You're not going to do 5 or 7 minutes. Chances are you're going to fully eat your own bag. Even if you're funny, you don't know how to be funny in front of a crowd that are there to laugh. That's another fucking skill. So, I don't know. There is politics and shit, like, right, who the fuck is this ringing me? Fuck away off. They probably definitely heard me say fuck away off, because I answered that and then cancelled it. Not sure if you have finished the podcast, just read an article on Vice about gay dance group who perform with lasers in their ass. Thoughts? Thoughts are, can I book them for my wedding? How's it going, guys? Major lasers up my asshole. Alright, let's rip through these Facebook questions. I'll be in this bitch. Would you or have you ever competed in BJJ or MMA? No, I haven't competed in either. Haven't competed in BJJ or MMA. So there you go. I would never do MMA because it's like, I wouldn't have the time to fucking prepare for it properly, and I'd probably get my shit kicked in because I would no doubt be a heavyweight, and any heavyweight that's athletic and in shape is going to be way fucking bigger than me, so I'd probably have to lose about 5 stone to be a light heavyweight, which is just too much. I probably would compete in BJJ, but yeah, maybe. What are you getting the squad for Christmas? Aaron McCann, Big Comb, etc. Yeah, that's funny. What am I getting for Christmas? Fuck all. We're going to do a comedian's Christmas do at Lavery's. Just, I think it's on the 20th of December. It'll be a fucking laugh. But they can... What are you going to do? Like, buy a fucking pile of presents? No thanks. Michael Jardine, what's your favourite thing about BJJ? A lot of BJJ questions for the guy who hasn't trained in about a month. What's your favourite thing about BJJ and what's your go-to hangover munch? There is a shop near our house that has an amazing deli counter on it. And anytime we're hungover, anytime anyone stays here, we always just go to that. So that's the hangover cure. And you get there and you decide whether you want like a full fucking Sunday dinner type thing, or you want just like curry chip, or you can get fucking, they do these like southern fried chicken finger type things that, like an American would call them a chicken tender, you know, when you flip a chicken breast over and there's like a small chicken breast up inside it. That bit, but like they make them themselves and they're fucking ridiculous. So yeah, we just go to the shop and buy shit. Or just eggs, just tons of eggs. Scrambled egg. Would there be any amount of money to convince you to part ways with one of your swingers? Donate a testicle. The payout for this is $35,000. $35,000 is not crazy money. Like, if it was like $100,000, you'd be like, yeah, all right, fair enough. $35,000. Nah, I mean, what do you really need your bollocks for anyway? You know, if you had one, you'd be grand. They literally are a pain in the balls, so maybe. If it was more money, I would do it. $35,000 doesn't really seem that appealing for someone to chop your bollocks off. Not really a question, but I know you like your Vietnamese food, so if you're looking something to eat in Derry this weekend, make sure you check out the Mekong street food pop-up in the Nerve Centre. Oh, shit. The food is amazing. Cultural appropriation at its finest. Like, you can't just enjoy the food of somewhere else and fucking cook it. Helen Larvin. Can you do your Indian Northern Irish accent for me? There's a lot of that request this week, isn't there? Can you do Patricia? Are you doing anything nice for Christmas?
You doing anything nice for Christmas, love? Fucking know I'm not.
I should make a video of that, Sean McCauley. Greatest vine of all time. It shows you that idol walking across the car and someone toots the horns. Like, is it normal for stubble to grow on the soft part of your thumb? Probably not. Have you ever seen any of Joe Weller's stuff on YouTube from Lee McGlinchey? Yeah, he's a fucking... I mean, how many of those annoying fucking YouTubers do there have to be? Hey guys, I'm a fucking useless cunt and today I'm going to be doing... Fuck up. Oh, I'm powerbombing my girlfriend in the swimming pool. I mean, whatever. If you watch it, fair enough. I just couldn't give a fuck. Josh McFeely. A man, mental dairy fella, believes his basement is a gateway to heaven and that he can see Princess Diana and a bunch of other famous cunts. Skip to 7 minutes. Great.
Gateway to heaven. Protect it. And we'll stay protected. These criminals are being answered blow for blow. We didn't want this fight. Nobody wanted this fight. They brought the fight to us. We have no choice but to fight it. The innocent shouldn't suffer. Now I'm going to ask Lady Diane Spencer, also known as Princess Diana, show herself. Diane, show yourself. There you are. Henry VIII. There he is now. Right. Elizabeth Tudor.
That's the best fucking, ghost hunting show ever.
I'm going to ask Princess Diana to show herself. Diana, there she is. Who else is coming up? Tupac, there he is. Who else do you want? Michael Jackson, there he is there, right beside Tupac. Who else have we got? Who do you want to take? Genghis Khan, there he is there, no bother.
Give me your tenor.
It's Princess Diana, show yourself. Diane, show yourself. There you are.
Diane. I love how he shouted like it's his wife. Diane. Diana.
Does he actually say Diane?
Diane Spencer, also known as Princess Diana, show yourself. Diane, show yourself.
He doesn't even say... He says Diane. Diane, show yourself there for fuck's sake.
As Princess Diana, show yourself. Else, we have no choice but to fight it. The innocent shouldn't suffer. Now I'm going to ask Lady Diane Spencer, also known as Princess Diana, show yourself. Diane, show yourself. There you are. Henry the... Now I'm going to ask Lady Diane Spencer, also known as Princess Diana, show herself. Diane, show yourself. There you
I'm now going to ask Princess Diana to show herself. Diane, there you go.
Diane. It's not even her fucking name.
Henry VIII. There he is.
Henry VIII, there he is.
Right. Elizabeth Tudor. Queen Elizabeth I. Please show yourself. Thank you. See ya. Did you get that in camera? Thank you very much. Lord Brookbury of the Orange Order, please show yourself. Edward Carson, please show yourself. There he is there. Do you understand now what's happening in here? This is a gateway to heaven, and I will die rather than let one of these thieving... Sorry, I'm a wee bit like Carson when I get going. Because you do not know what's here. It's not my fault. When I say something is untrue, it is because I can't tell the whole truth. Caused. As you see... That's all I can tell you. Those who know about that agreement understand why I can't talk about it.
Okay. It's clearly very, very unwell.
Diane, get out here to fuck. There she is, Princess Diane. Good lord.
That's wild. Is this... I don't know, that's some wild shit.
Down, get out here to fuck. Down, there you are, love. There you go, down.
So weird.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Final question. Could you put a monetary value on your voice? Well, put it this way. You're listening to a free podcast, so obviously not. You know? So there you go. Right, I gotta get out of here to fuck. This has been recorded in fucking three goes here. So, yeah, I'm gonna get out of here. Just remember, Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night, the 24th of November, Friday night. We're adding a second London show. If you're in London and you want to go see me, go to the Museum of Comedy's website, buy a ticket for the 30th, the late show, which is 8:45 at night. It's an hour long, so don't worry about anything. yeah, also tomorrow the 24th, Friday the 24th, the tickets go on sale for the second Limelight show, which is in January. Alright, so that's gonna be a banger. Back with a banger, you know what I'm saying? That's all I gotta do. Keep your eyes peeled for the general merch. Follow me on Snapchat, you know, just at Colin Geddes. Send me a snap. I try and reply to most of them. Unless it's just shit ones like, here's me doing lines of cat. Cool, bro. Cool. Anyway, I'm out of this. Motherfucker, see you later. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.